Hey guys, welcome to Panchi Jenny Kausuni. This is not Jenny, this is Adam.
And this is Connor.
Where is Jenny?
I think she's out in line buying an iPhone.
I don't blame her. These new iPhones look pretty cool, but there's a few questions I have about them, and I'm sure a few questions that our listeners have as well.
Yeah, so they did announce this new generation of iPhones, three of them actually, and they have these new names that are a little bit confusing to say.
They are. Yeah, they are. Yeah. And guys, we should say right away that they're not just confusing for non-English speakers, they're also confusing for English speakers.
Yeah, and that's why we're talking about it here in Panchi Jenny. So the three iPhones are called the iPhone XS, the iPhone XS Max, and the iPhone XR.
XR, okay. Yeah. But when I look at these names, it doesn't say XS or XR, it says XS.
Yeah, so we say X because it's a Roman numeral. It's the old number system in the time of ancient Rome.
Ancient Rome, yeah. And I mean, we still use these in like movies, like Rocky, the movie about the boxer.
Yeah.
Rocky V.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Rocky V.
Yeah, yeah. Because like I means one, I means two, and like you said, V means five. And then when you get to 10, 10 is written with an X.
Right, but then it gets to like 20 is two X's, and then triple X, that can be dangerous.
Triple X,
that's 30.
30, yeah. Anyway, all the numbers were written with letters, and that's why it's really confusing, because you see, well, last year's iPhone X was written with an X, okay? But this year, there are two letters, X, S.
Right.
So we have to say them differently, 10S.
Right, it's dumb, right? First of all, S, they never used S for a Roman numeral, so we'll just keep that in mind. Yeah. That is going to be a letter and not a number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, S is S. But anyway, about the actual models, they look almost the same, almost identical to their predecessor, the last year's one.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, but there are some differences. Like, for one, they're now available in gold.
Okay, so Connor, I got to ask you, have you ever heard this Chinese word, tuhao?
I have not.
How about tuhaojin?
No, I have not.
Basically, yeah. All right. Well, we'll fill Connor in a bit later on what those means. But in the past, yeah, they had a special gold model available for some customers.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're putting like everything out in gold.
Yeah, it's all gold. Yeah. And the other difference is this one called the XS Max is huge.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, well, max means maximum.
Maximum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Big. The best, I guess.
It could be the best.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what about max out your credit card? That's not good.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely maximum in a negative way. But that's a verb.
That's true. That's
max
true.
Max out. Yeah, yeah. So I also mentioned there's this one called the XR. It looks like XR, but of course we say 10R.
Mm.
And that one is for people who maybe don't have as much money to spend on, you know, the big one.
Okay.
It's a lower cost model. And yeah, it's called the iPhone XR.
Okay. I wonder, what does the R stand for?
Really
cheap? Really cheap?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Well, it's so funny because a lot of people, they basically ask us the same question again and again and again, which is basically, how do we say 买不起? I guess it could stand for, I'll go from the R, really, really cheap?
Yeah, maybe something like that. Yeah.
Do we know anything about the difference in these models? Difference like in screen size, display, capacity?
Mm-hmm, yeah, so those are all the specs, right? All the details. The big one, the XS, its screen size is 6.5 inches.
It's
pretty big.
That's pretty big, yeah.
If you're texting, you need two hands for that. And the display, that's just like what the screen, what it's made of, essentially.
Okay.
It's actually made by Samsung.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the OLED displays.
So Apple buys the screens from Samsung?
Yeah, because only Samsung can make those nice screens.
Oh, huh. Now, what about this word I said before, capacity?
Right, yeah, capacity. That's kind of like the memory, like how much information can you store and save on the phone?
Right, and that's usually measured in what we call a gigabyte.
Gigabyte. So you'll see it written like GB.
Sometimes, like GIG as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gigs,
yeah.
Like how many gigs.
Mm-hmm,
yeah, it gets written as GB for sure. And like, I mean, I remember when I was a kid and there was no such thing as a gigabyte. Megabytes.
Yeah, megabytes. I remember we got a computer that had 2 gigabytes and that was huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Now that's like, well, what is that? That's peanuts.
That's peanuts. Yeah, that's nothing. That's nothing. Now, of course, a computer way back in the day that had 2 gigabytes of memory, that would have been really, really expensive.
Yeah, and then actually for a while, those old flip phones like 10 years ago, they weren't too expensive. But now the new smartphones, the iPhone XS and the Samsung ones, you know, I just can't afford them.
That's right. Yeah. When you can't afford something, you could say, well, of course, you can say it's expensive.
Uh-huh.
You can also say it's unaffordable.
It's unaffordable. Yeah. Mm. The price is just too much for most people.
Right. So when you think about other things that are unaffordable, often you can think of housing prices.
Yeah, that's becoming a big problem here in Vancouver. But I think in most cities, people like to complain about the housing prices.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay, guys. Well, we have spent a few minutes talking about the iPhone XS, not the XS.
Yeah.
Now, of course, if you want more information, you can always go to Apple's website.
Yeah, they'll tell you all the specs, all about the capacity and the screen size and all that stuff on the website.
They've also got a really good, I guess we could call it a chart, or they use pictures to compare all these different models.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to go onto the English website of Apple, we are going to attach that link below and you can look for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can find out which one works for you.
Exactly, exactly. All right, guys, well, that's about it for today. We did all right without Jenny.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I hope so.
I hope so, yeah. But of course, we hope that she comes back from the Apple store soon with lots of new iPhones, maybe a XR for me.
Oh, 10R.
Yeah, geez.
Maybe a gold one. Hey?
Maybe a gold one for me. Yeah, so of course, if you guys are in the market or lining up for your own iPhone, let us know.
Yeah, or do you still use your old iPhone? Is that still working for you or any other phone for that matter?
Right. Are you a Samsung fan? That's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. I am.
Well, I'm the Huawei guy.
I'm just more of an Android guy.
Okay, well, as always, guys, thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Talk to you later.